What doth it profit? President David O. McKay. David O. McKay, Conference Report, April 1952, pages 127-129. Elder Harold B. Lee of the Council of the Twelve has just spoken to us. His address marks the last of a series of addresses given during this conference by the general authorities of the Church, all of whom you have heard excepting Elder Stainer Richards, who is presiding over the British mission. Elder Romney, as you know, gave the Church of the Air address this morning. Thus comes to a close a great conference, another glorious opportunity that the Church has had of meeting together, making new resolutions, receiving timely instructions, and sustaining the authorities of the Church. The weather has been most propitious. The attitude of the individuals who have assembled in the various gatherings, including the primary conference, has been hopeful, promising, eager. That of the congregations, most responsive. The messages of the general authorities have all been timely and inspirational. The cooperation of the city officials, ready and efficient. The assistance rendered by the various radio stations here in our own city, in Idaho, Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, and Mexico, has been the means of permitting tens of thousands of people to hear the proceedings of this the 122nd Annual General Conference of the Church. To all we extend words of appreciation, heartfelt expressions of gratitude, for all combined to make this a most memorable occasion. To our singers, the Brigham Young University Chorus of Young People, to our own Tabernacle Choir, we again express our thanks. What a glorious opportunity we have had in listening to these two great organizations. To our choir, I believe I will express not only your gratitude but also that of the entire city and of the state, for the Salt Lake Tabernacle Choir is now an institution, not just an organization, appreciated by every member of the Church, and I think by every fair-minded citizen of our glorious state. God bless them, and those young people who came up from the Brigham Young University to sing at the opening sessions of conference. I have much in my heart to say to you, but I will conclude by calling your attention to the words of a very practical servant of the Lord who was blessed to labor in the companionship and shadow of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Indeed, I think he is his own brother. James said, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works." As we depart now to go to our various homes, let us make real the good feelings that have been aroused in our souls. Let us not permit to evaporate from our minds and feelings the good resolutions we have formed. First, let us resolve that from now on we are going to be men of higher and more sterling character, more conscious of our own weaknesses, more kind and charitable towards others' failings. Let us resolve that we shall practice more self-control in our homes, control our tempers and our tongues, and control our feelings, that they may not wander beyond the bounds of right and purity, more seeking the presence of God, realizing how dependent we are upon Him for success in this life, and particularly for success in the positions we hold in the Church. As we leave this conference, let us not only resolve to be more loyal to our quorums but more devoted to the duties assigned us, one of which is attendance at our quorum meetings, in order to strengthen that group and increase the power of fellowship and brotherhood, more loyal to our country. This is an election year. Upon you devolves the responsibility of choosing your servants in government, for whoever is elected to preside over this country as president, as senators, members of the House of Representatives, are your servants, not your rulers. And do not be slothful on the day of election, but come out and exercise your right and privilege as a citizen of this great republic. What doth it profit, though a man say he hath faith not works? Here we should prove ourselves loyal citizens. As we depart, let us be more determined to make beautiful homes, to be kinder husbands, more thoughtful wives, more exemplary to our children, determined that in our homes we are going to have just a little taste of heaven here on this earth. With these resolves in mind, with all my heart I say, fellow workers, God bless you. Cherish in your hearts the testimony of truth. Make it as solid and as firm and unwavering as the fixed stars in the heavens. May there come into everyone's heart and in all our homes the true spirit of Christ our Redeemer, whose reality, whose inspiring guidance I know to be real. God bless you, keep you, and magnify you in the eyes of your associates. May He make more powerful than even before in the history of this Church the influence of this divine organization, that its potency may be felt throughout the world. and men's hearts turn to serve him as they have never before been influenced, that we may avert the terrible threatening war, and peace be established among the nations of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.